Hello, Aviance.
Hey, good morning, Mike. It's Tom. How are you?
Hey, what's up, Tom? What are you doing?
Oh, just on the grind here. How's the holidays treating you so far?
On the grind, on the nothing. Tell you what, we've been slow. We've been slow, right, Lynn? Yeah, I mean, yesterday I sold a hoop earrings and a dragonfly pendant for $1,400, but otherwise I did a ring guard and a battery. I mean, yeah. Nobody came nail in. All these people are coming in trying to sell gold and stuff. Because gold's so high and people don't have the money, they're coming in trying to sell gold. I'm like, Christ. So I don't know. But we have no calls for any darn diamonds, and I wish we did.
Yeah, well, there's a couple weeks left, so I mean, I realize, we don't do much business, but if there's anything you need to lean on me for, again, I have a lot of finished jewelry on hand, still with like earrings and tennis bracelets and nice line necklaces and things like that. So if you need something overnighted right away that you could make a sale on, let me know.
I wish I did.
I
It's
know, I
just
wish you did too, Mike.
need people in here. Jewelry business isn't like it used to be. This is our 35th Christmas.
Oh, really? Wow. Well, there's
35.
something to be said about that. You've lasted 35 years.
Yeah, I'm an idiot. That's what
Well,
can be said about it. Yeah, I'm an idiot for being here for 35 freaking years. That can be said. But otherwise, no. I mean, it's a beautiful sunny day. It's windy, though. It's cold. Probably not as cold up there. What is it, Lynn? 38 degrees? But the wind chill makes it go under freezing, right?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, same up here. It's like in the 20s, but the wind is whipping around today. It's cold, but
Right.
yeah, to
So
be
it's coming
expected this
around.
time of year.
Right. But otherwise, no. I wish, I mean, Monday, Tuesday were nothing. Nothing. Yesterday we had that one sale to the one guy who bought those two items. And ironically, he was born on my birthday. Same day, same year.
Oh,
The guy.
really? Oh, wow. Same hospital?
No. But he was pretty close. He was in this. You know what? I never asked him that. It might have been. That's a good one, Tom. That's a good one.
I
Yes,
figured if
number
he didn't, yeah, I
28.
mean, if he came in your
My.
store and he's in, grew up in the same town, you never know.
Well, he grew up a couple towns away,
Oh,
but
okay.
same county, Bucks County. But I'm in Central Bucks. He's in Lower Bucks. A couple school districts away. But he might have been. That's a good call. Wow. I'll ask him next time I see him. He'll be back in here. September 28th, 1955. Unbelievable. I just laughed. I go, get out of here.
Oh, your birthday is the 28th. It's my godson's birthday, my nephew.
Oh, really?
28th.
September
Yep.
28th?
Yep. He's not 1955 though. Not the same day, same year. He was born, oh gosh, how
Same
he
day. Must be a stud then.
he's a
I
oh,
like
he is
that.
a stud. Oh, he's a great kid. Yeah,
Studs are.
he's 20, 20 and he's an Eagles fan, just like you, Mike. My brother-in-law, so it's my sister's son, and she married a guy. He's from his family's from Delaware. He's from Delaware, just outside of Philly. So, yep, he's being brought up an Eagles fan.
That's right. Well, then he's a good guy. He's a great guy. Good kid. Every other thing we can say about him. He's born on my birthday, and he's an Eagles fan. Yeah. Yeah, I grew up a dud. He's going to grow up a stud. So what do you? But now that's good. But otherwise, no. I wish I had something to tell you and do business with you. And Max is up the city right now today, but he's not going to buy anything because we have enough inventory. He just has some custom things being made and buying some diamonds and little ones for, for pointers that go in a ring and
Yeah, little projects and whatnot.
little crap. I mean, stuff. What else is he doing? Get other stuff done. Going up there for some finding and stuff. But otherwise, yeah, we have enough. Christ, we got thousands of pieces in here. But we just need people. That's all.
Yep, get the warm bodies. Well, they'll be coming. Got a couple weeks to go, and I mean, I can speak from experience. Us guys, we wait till the last minute, so.
I know that. But yeah, and I don't know. It just seems like engagement rings. I don't know. I used to sell 2-3 a week back in the 90s.
Yeah, there haven't been many people sniffing around lately. Any?
No. No. It's just a weird dynamic. The girls nowadays are different. I mean, you go on computers and get them drawn, and I don't know, just stuff. Weird
yeah.
stuff.
Well, I mean, it helps out, at least for guys nowadays. It seems like, you know, back in the day, I mean, I can't speak for the 90s, you know, I wasn't in the business, but you can tell me a little bit. It seems like guys, they would surprise their girl, and it wouldn't be as much of a, hey, she wants a one-carat pear shape, and it's in a halo
yeah.
ring, right? I mean, nowadays, it seems like the guys are prepared. I mean, they've
right.
they've got
yeah, the guy just
around.
Got it. The guy just got it and gave it to the girl, and 9 out of 10, she yelled, thank you, and yes. And nowadays, the girl wants what she wants. She'll say no. It's like a whole different ball game now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they don't come in looking for other stuff. Before, the young girls would come in looking for hoop earrings and diamond studs. And but now the young girls know that they just want that big engagement ring according to what they want. You know, they saw on the computer and they'll send away for it. It just, it's weird.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they don't care about anything else. They'll
yeah.
go to the Walmart and get custom jewelry, silver earrings. I don't know, it's just a different dynamic.
Yeah, no, for sure.
It's no fun. It's not as fun anymore. We used to have, oh my God, today, Christmas, we had a procession of people. But we have customer after customer, but they come in and buy. Gold was 300 an ounce. You know, 350 an ounce. Now gold's 4,200. They don't have the money. You know, they don't have that kind of money.
Yeah, it's a different world, no doubt about that.
Different world, different dynamic. Then everything changes. But anyway, but you're still young. What are you, 40-something?
Yeah, I'm 41, so, yep, I've got a ways to go, Mike.
Crazy, you were 6 years old when we opened here. You weren't even born when I opened up the gym in 78. Unbelievable.
Yeah, you're a few years older than my parents were born in 59.
Oh,
yeah.
Born in 55, I'm 70. But, yeah, you go on the, go on Google and look up Attila's Gym.
Oh, I have. Yeah, I have. Oh, I looked all of the, actually, the new owner, he does a good job. I saw, he's like constantly on either Instagram or Twitter. I watched some videos. He had like a 16-year-old kid that was all jacked up there that he interviewed. And I've been bouncing around. You know, when you talk about it, I look it up. But yeah, that, I mean, that gym was rocking. Still, it still looks like it's doing pretty well. I mean, more so
yeah,
than, I mean, gyms around here, I mean, you got Planet Fitness, you've got LA Fitness, you know, some of the just the basic
right.
gyms. I mean, that Attila's Gym looks like it's, you know, a happening place. They make it exciting.
Well, it's hardcore.
Right, right. You're really getting your guys that really want to work out, right?
And yeah, oh, yeah. Up. Walk in there and see the big guys.
Yeah,
you know,
that's cool.
Universities, they don't go to Planet Fitness. They come to Attila's Gym.
Right.
You know,
right.
I had a
yeah, you were catering to a different type of people, like the football players and the, I mean, you're going after bodybuilders and big-time dudes.
Yeah. I get all the pro wrestlers in there, all the pro football
yeah.
players.
Yeah, that's cool.
I put the TV cameras in. I interviewed, well, you saw an interview Trump and Don King. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, I used to interview all those guys. But it
yeah.
was, you know, and then when he bought it all, he did some renovations and put some money into it and, I don't know, he's still going strong. Chris Lambert, he bought it off me in 95, 96, so, but it's still there, so it's good. Yeah, I was in him the other day.
Yeah, it seems like they do pretty well. So what is it? A lot of these guys that are there, it's just like a monthly membership, kind of like how other gyms are? Is that how, or they do like different training programs and whatnot there too?
We have
that
guys
make their money
around and stuff like that. Yeah, you know, but in the summertime, you know, you charge him. I used to charge him $5 a workout, then $8. Now I don't. I think he's up to $10 a workout. You know, and $30-$40 a month in the summertime.
Yeah. Okay. So you're seeing a lot of like, yeah, you're just getting a lot of tourists and whatnot that'll just come in for a week, maybe at a time.
Yeah, but see, when I opened in '82, 24 hours a day. See, I opened in '78, but it wasn't 24 hours a day. But then in '82, I said, fuck it, 24 hours a day. Because we had casino workers from Atlantic City who would just drive up there half an hour. They'd come home. We'd allow the casino works. The bars would stay up until 5 in the morning. It was just a different world back then. You know what I mean?
And you'd have people in there at 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning working out?
Oh, yeah, bartenders, club people, you know, in the summertime. Because we get all the Philly, New York. Oh, this is like a cult gym. I made it like, you know, Gold's Gym on the East Coast, Muscle Beats on the East Coast. Because when I went out to L.A. in 76, Gold's Gym in Santa Monica, it was sort of a dive. I was a little disappointed. I'm like, what the hell? I'm a little disappointed in this. You know, because Arnold was telling me about, oh, you have to come to Gold's Gym. Because I met him in the summer of 76. Arnold, you know, but then in October, after I bartended down here all summer in the nightclubs, because this was like hot, the nightclubs, this was hot. And I bartended Fenway Box, one of the biggest nightclubs on the East Coast. You know, I was only 20 years old, but I'll tell you what, I had the life of Riley back then. You know, I'm lifting with all the big guys and making money, and I had a ball. You know, then I went out to L.A. for a month. Vegas, we stayed in Vegas for a month at the Paradise Hotel, because I thought, man, maybe I'll live out in Vegas, you know, but it was like an old western town back then, you know, Fremont Street was like an old western town, Binion's and Golden Nugget, you felt, it was old style, you know, and the strip, so the Desert Inn, the Riviera, the Sands, Silver Slipper, they had all the old casinos, the Flamingo was, well, that was up on the strip.
Right, but half the casinos probably weren't even there yet.
No, they weren't. The strip ended at Caesars.
Right.
You know, now, oh, my God, it goes all the way down to the airport. You know, the airport was there, but it was in the middle of the desert. But now you got Excalibur, MGM moved. You know, MGM was where Bally's is now, but that burned down in 1980. You know, now it's Bally's, but MGM moved down the street. You know, and then you had the Tropicana, the Excalibur, New York, New York, Luxor, Mandalay Bay, they all moved down. You know, they all moved down. It was a different world back then. It was just, you know, it was still a smaller town back then. And it was fun. You know, now it's like a city. I cook it online. I don't feel like going here anymore. You know, all the games are big games. They have station casinos. Back then it was steak and eggs, $1.99 at station casino.
Yeah, I know. I remember, well, even when I went, you know, 15, 20 years ago, it used to be,
yeah,
you go to a place a little bit off the strip there, be, you know, $10.99 steak and eggs. They don't do that anymore.
No, they don't. It was $1.99 for that. But there was the El Rancho Vegas. I mean, they had all the, it was old time. But it was cool. And Che Jordan had a gym there. And I used to go lift with Che Jordan. He was Mr. Universe. He beat Arnold, in fact, back in 68. Che Jordan did. And he was a nice guy like Che Jordan. You know, and I told him, oh, shit, I was lifting with Arnold this summer. And, boy, he latched on to me. And said, I was still benching 350. I was a strong kid back then, you know. But I had a good time. Then I drove through the desert, Death Valley, down to L.A. We stayed there for like 3-4 days. And we looked at each other, me and my friends. Let's get the hell out of here. L.A. had oil wells on the beach. The beach was all rocky. It wasn't sandy like New Jersey beaches. Then I went to Malibu, and I'm riding around Malibu. It was just, I don't know, a bunch of ranch houses. I wasn't really impressed.
Yeah,
by
it wasn't what you thought it would be or what you envisioned.
No. I grew up during the 60s with the Beach Boys, and I thought California sunshine. But it was sort of, I was sort of disappointed with it. You know, I was just sort of disappointed with it. And then Muscle Beach with Steve Reeves, George Eiferman, and all the Merrily guys in the 50s and the 40s. And I was a little disappointed with that, too. It was small and old weights, and I don't know. But anyway, I came over here, and when I built this gym, I went to Muscle Beach on the East Coast, and there was no gyms here in New Jersey. Jim Corey had one up there on Kings Highway, up there in Cherry Hill by Philly. All the Flyers went. Dave Schultz, Bobby Clark, you know, all the Philadelphia Flyers.
Mm-hmm.
There was another one up the road in Atlantic City, Steve Shields had, but that was a dive too. He was Mr. New Jersey. So when I opened up, it was like,
it was like
the Mecca.
Yeah, you had the place to be.
Yeah, it was old school. And nobody knew what I knew back then. I'm lifting with Arnold and all these Mr. Universes. And I looked good when I took my shirt off. I had abs, and I was ripped, and I was strong. Everybody was like, who's this guy?
How'd you learn how to lift? Or you just kind of did it on your own, just tried to...
I started doing the 60s. I used to watch all the TV shows and all the movies, Hercules with Steve Reeves in the 50s, and Reds Park, Hercules in a Haunted World. He was Mr. Universe. In fact, he was down my gym. Reg Park, I'll tell you what, I liked Reg. I met him in Pennsylvania. I met him in Atlantic City. He came down to my gym. He was from South Africa. He was a big, good-looking guy. I said, Reg, I was impressed with Reg Park. I know Arnold, he was one of Arnold's heroes. He was before Arnold. You know, but Reg was a nice guy, big guy. I was impressed with Reg Park. But see, these were my heroes. You know, guys were clean. Good, they got the girl in the end, they're muscular. They didn't run around doing drugs and all that shit.
Yeah, right.
I mean, you know, Bill Pearl and just, these are my guys. I grew up reading all the magazines with those guys. You know, Arnold wasn't around then. But Larry Scott, Don Peters, Jim Hayslop, you know, Don Alworth, you know, your early Mr. Americas. And I used to watch them in the 60s. You know, and Tarzan, Johnny Weissmuller. So I'd send away for courses. You know, Charlie Atlas, Joe Bonomo, and Joe Weider was sort of getting started. Just before Arnold came over here in 68. And I'd do all these home courses and home exercises. And I'd build little weights and had them in my basement. You know what I mean? So when the 70s came, I started playing sports in high school. Then I started lifting, you know, more. So I started, I remember all the old guys, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Leroy Colbert and all those guys.
Yeah,
and then
you got into more lifting once you were, what, like in sports at school? Like you was in the school gym?
Yeah, I was in the Junior Olympics in 71. I took second place. You know, Dan Olenek beat me, but that was, you know. So, yeah, but I was doing all that stuff and I wrestled football and baseball and just got into that stuff. And next thing you know, by like, I don't know, 73, 74, I started getting bigger. I started just blowing up. So by 75, I was benching 300, and nobody was doing that. Only a couple guys, a handful of big weightlifters. You know, and then the next year, I was doing 350. But I just kept eating my balls off and lifting.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And, yeah, and then, yeah, and you just keep growing.
That's
as you grow.
Yeah, right. Just
so it's pretty simple.
Eat,
and then I joined the gym,
right?
I brought up routines for everybody, and, you know, but then in the 80s, they'd come in, and I'd sign them up, and they'd say, okay, what steroids do I take? I go, whoa, give your body a chance. Give your body a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go taking drugs.
Right.
You know, they wanted to be as big as me, but shit, Tom, I started lifting in the 60s.
You worked hard to get where you were at. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I worked where I was at. I lifted one brick at a time for 1,000 bricks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one step at a time for 1,000 miles.
Right.
These guys going to get where Mike Wilco was now.
They just wanted, they wanted instant gratification.
Yeah, and I knew nothing about them. The only guys in my gym who never did drugs, me and a couple other guys. But at that point, I didn't really have to take drugs.
Right.
I was strong on my own and big on my own, and you know what I mean? But I'm not stupid. The guys would walk in twice my size. I go, holy shit. But they were all juiced up.
Yeah, right, you know.
You know what I mean? And I'm like, holy shit. You know what I mean? But they're all juiced up. You know, I was big and good, and that's where I wanted to go. I was, you know, I didn't want to do the juice. And now I'm 7 years old. I'm glad I didn't do the juice.
Right.
You know, because
yeah,
a lot of those guys,
your body's not going to break down like those other guys.
Yeah, so I'm thinking, you know what? I'm happy. I look at my kids, and I'm happy. I think, you know what? You know, you did what you did, and, you know, I only took a little bit of protein powder, I think, in 1979. And that really didn't. I just ate my balls off and lifted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people would come up and I'd sell them some vitamins and all, but I don't know, I didn't really believe in a lot of it. You know, I just wanted to stay natural and as big as I could get. That's all. and I could genetics and, you know, got me places, but I knew those guys would just as good or better genetics than me, who are willing to go on the juice and blow me away. So I just thought, you know what? You know, I had the gym then, and it was big, and it was, well, everybody, all these guys came down to my gym, and so I was around them all the time, so it didn't matter. But I looked good enough. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I looked good enough. You know, but these guys were really, really into it, and they went farther than me, but don't really care.
Yeah.
Because right. Now they're all broken.
They didn't do it. Yeah, they didn't do it the right way.
Yeah. So, but it's all interpretation and what you want. I didn't want to go that far. You know what I mean? And I had the gym and I was around them all anyway. My bodybuilding shows, I always flew Mr. Universes in from all over. I put them up at a hotel on the beach for, you know, a couple days. They loved it. You know, I treated them like kings.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And they'd come in, Mike, they loved the gym. Then I'd give them some T-shirts, they'd go back out to their gym, wherever it was, you know, and then over in Germany or over in Australia, and I'd see those gym shirts all over the world.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. And it was great. You know, I'd see them on television, you know, the Eagles, they'd be interviewing the Philadelphia Eagles, and, you know, Randall Cunningham, you see the those gym T-shirt hanging in his locker behind him while he's giving an interview.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get that kind of publicity.
No,
it was great.
No, that's awesome marketing. You did it right.
During Desert Storm, I gave the whole Army base over here a Dillis Gym T, like 50 of them. Then they deployed over there. And guess what? On World News Tonight, there they are, taking a picture, all 50 of them. And we're all wearing a Dillis Gym T-shirt.
That's
where
awesome.
Are you going to get that on Action
that's
News?
Awesome. Yeah, that's cool.
World News Tonight, all over the nation. You can't get that publicity.
No.
You know, but you know when I made it, you know when I knew the gym made it, my friend came in. He goes, Mike, you wouldn't believe this. I just watched the porno, and the porno guys were wearing Attila's Gym T-shirts. I laughed my ass off. I said, get out of here. I said, bring it in. He did. He brought in a tape, and I put it on. This guy's getting a blowjob, and he's wearing a Tillis Gym T-shirt.
That's hilarious.
Another guy and this girl, he's wearing a Tillis Gym T-shirt. Mom laughing my ass off. I said, now I know I made it. You know, when I'm at a porno, they're wearing a tie. I made it. Yeah, that cracked me up.
Oh, that's funny.
My ass off. You know, porno, and they're wearing a Tillis Gym T-shirt. That was good, though.
Oh, that's funny.
But anyway, all right, but I wish I had some diamonds for you, but I don't.
All right, well, the season's not over yet, so let me know
all
if
right.
you need anything at all. I'm here for you, Mike.
All right, Tom. Good
all
job.
Right. Yep.
All right,
talk
thanks
to you later.
A lot. Have a good day. See
yep,
you later.
You too. Bye.